It is Tuesday, April 16, 2024 at 7:14 a.m. I wanted to go over some things that I've recommended down through the years regarding sports and some of these things that have come to fruition, and some of them have not, at least not yet. I'll be probably focusing mostly on football because that's where most of the changes have come. Obviously, I've been saying for years that the college bowl system is antiquated. Nobody cares about the bowl games. They're basically consolation games if you're not playing for the national championship. You're basically just playing a 2,000 flushes or your supply of Rice Aroni type of game. You know, it means nothing to say, oh, well, we won the Rose Bowl back in 1997 or, you know, whatever. Nobody cares. and now we're starting to see that where you've got the star players that are basically sitting out of these games that don't mean anything. You know, they want to get ready for the NFL. Forget that. You know, and I think that kind of started with Nick Bosa, unfortunately. But at least now we're seeing an expanded playoff format, which is something that I've been calling for years. I think people talk about March Madness in college basketball. College football will be bigger with a 16-team playoff format, which I believe is right around the corner. I think 12 teams is good. Not quite good enough, but it's good. But I think we're going to eventually have 16 like they have in Division II FCS level, probably sooner rather than later. There will be no first-round buys for anyone. Everyone from the 1 seed to the 16 seed is going to have to play in the opening round, and I think that will make for better and much more compelling football. So that was one of those things that came to pass that I think was a beautiful thing. There are more rules now that favor offense, and I know a lot of folks that love hard-hitting stuff, they hate it because they feel like they're protecting the offense, protecting the quarterbacks and the receivers too much, and the running backs. But, you know, you got to have highlights. And when people want to see highlights, typically people want to see offense. More people want to see a 45-44 type of football game than those that want to see a, 7-6 type of game. That's just the fact of the matter. I know there are some people out there that love hard-hitting defense, and they love three and out, and punt. I understand those people are out there. Most people do not. Most people, when they want to see SportsCenter highlights, they want to see action. You know, they want to see score. They want to see points. It's about getting to the end zone. So that's another change that was that's good, I would say, for football. I'm not crazy about some of the rules that have sort of sped the clock up. I don't think you need to do anything like that. I think there should be. Although I think I like the idea of the coaches challenge in the NFL. The clock still stops when there's 2 minutes left, I believe, things of that nature. I think those are good things, and those things should stay in place. I think we finally have an overtime format. There should never be an overtime where you end up having a draw or a tie. I don't care if it's the NFL, college, whatever. There should always be some remedy for that problem. And I like what the UFL has picked up from the USFL and the XFL with the overtime system. They do best of three. I believe you do 1-point conversions. And college has their own version of that. I'm sorry for the folks that like to have ties, like to have draws where the score ends up being 21-21 or something crazy like that. I think that's just plain stupid. Same thing in the NFL. So they finally cleaned up a lot of that stuff. Once again, things that I've been complaining about for years, and it's surprising me that it's taken them long to figure this out. I would say I also wanted to mention baseball. You know, baseball finally has a play clock. Apparently, they have it in all the way up to MLB now. They have, I believe, it's like maybe 2 or 3 minutes between innings. You have to get ready, and the pitcher has like 35 seconds to throw the ball across the plate. And I've been saying that for years. They need a play clock. You're going to tell me you're going to play a 162-game season, and the average baseball game used to be like over 3 hours long. It was one of the longest sports out there, and you play that many games. No, you got to speed it up. You got to find a way to do it. None of this, pitcher scratching himself, let's go talk to the manager, let's go have a powwow with the umpire, blah, blah. No, keep it moving. So finally they're starting to speed that game up. They're figuring that out. Now, as far as things that I would like to see, I guess I'll start out with baseball since I'm already there. I would like them to lower the pitcher's mound. I think that's a great thing. I think that would help to get more scoring because let's face it, baseball has a scoring problem. Baseball has an image problem. They said of the top 100 most popular athletes in the United States, none of them are baseball players. Zero. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. What does that tell you? That tells you MLB has an image problem. Do I watch baseball? No, it's garbage to me. But it would be maybe more interesting if the average game was 10-9 as opposed to, you know, 2-1 or something like that, you know, because right now it's pretty bad. So I would say that would be a good thing. Anything that helps the offense, I'm all in favor of metal bats and having the players wear face masks as well, even though that's probably never going to happen. But that would be an extreme thing, but I would love to see it nonetheless. You want to talk about, 600-foot homers and stuff like that. For basketball, I think there should be a four-point shot, and I think the four-point shot should be when you shoot it from mid-court. If you shoot the ball from mid-court, that counts as a four-point shot if it goes in. So I'd say a team has a chance if they're down by four with 3 seconds to go. They can dribble, you know, up to mid-court, take a long shot, a heave-ho, and if they make it, they get 4 points. I would recommend that. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But that's what I'm thinking on that. Obviously, WNBA, I'm going to get into that real quick. I think that they should lower the rim to 9 feet. I mean, they're already using a women's basketball. So don't tell me that's going to change the sport. They've already changed the sport. They're using a women's-sized basketball, okay? So just consider that. And that's about it. I can't think of anything else that really comes to mind right now. I'm sure there are a few other things. But at least some of my changes have finally come to fruition. The biggest thing for me is probably the college football playoff. I love the fact that they have an expanded playoff format. It's going to make it a lot more interesting. I think college football, when it gets to 16-team format and regions and whatnot, I think that will end up being bigger than March Madness. That's just the way it is. You're going to see office pools. You're going to see all kinds of people talking about it. And it is long overdue. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.